Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Wave World!
Wave World!
Wave World!
Wave World!
It's World Time!
I'm never, ever, ever going to tire of that. Even when he doesn't come on, let's just play.
Actually,
the opener.
Boys, can I just say, look, I love Wade Graham. He's always one of my favourites, but he's not. I know he's part of the show sometimes, but he's not like a big dog of the team. Like, I mean, why has he got his own song?
And there's Dell's World.
See, this is what happened, Dell. You had a couple of weeks off a couple of years ago, and there was a big push for Wade to come in full time. We got the opener, and then all of a sudden, you came back, and I don't know, something happened.
And the ratings went back up.
That might have been it.
Wade, how are you, buddy?
Hey, boys, how you going?
Good, mate.
Very, very well, thank you. Looking forward to this, the Raiders and the Sharks. There is that lovely tension between these two, obviously helped along by Mick Ennis and Viking Clapp and so on. You looking forward to the game?
Yeah, it's always a good game. Obviously, I'd rather be playing, but the boys trained well this morning, a bit wet up here. So I hope no one catch a cold and they're on the bus down to Canberra now.
Yeah, it's a nice bus ride, Wade. Are you going down to watch this one, or are you going to watch it from the comforts of your own living room?
No, I'll head down, mate, but I won't go until tomorrow. We've got a couple of boys that head down the day of the game, a couple of staff who help out game day, so I'll just jump in the car with them and head down tomorrow.
It looks like the last couple of weeks, especially with the football, these new halves pairing and some of the players in key positions have really started to make the team their own.
Yeah, they played well over the last 3 weeks, really starting to build. And I think actually, it's been a little bit of a blessing that, a couple of us older guys have been out at it, myself, Louis Gow. It's really forced Chatty and Moisey to step up and take control. And it's sort of a few less voices on the field crowding, what the team's trying to do. So they're starting to get a bit of rhythm, and we need them to keep playing well and to keep improving so that the back end of the year we're really potent all across the park.
Wade, I know you can play anywhere, mate, but what do you reckon the best position for someone like Moiser is? I know, he's a pretty good fullback, but even Vel, when Vel goes back to the wing, he does a great job there. Now he's back to fullback. Mate, what do you think his best position is?
It's a tough one. It obviously depends on the style of play that the team plays that he's in. He's obviously a great fullback. We all see, how he's at the back of those block shapes, summing up threes on three and twos, and his soft hands, his quick, quick tip-ons and that. He's really classy at the back. But then when it comes to 5'8", he has that running game. We had a game against the Roosters early in the season, and Moiser made two clean breaks, just stepping up in front of the forwards, taking on a tired defensive line and just breaking up behind the ruck. So, he's probably still got a ways to develop, in his footy. And whether that's at 6 or 1, he's a very dangerous player. So for us, he's playing well at the 6 at the moment, but, he's just a footy player.
Yeah, I agree.
Wade, it's Emma Lawrence. How is the hammy coming along, and when do you expect to be back? Because, given the fact that you've had a bit of a history with the hammies, it's one of those things that you really have to be careful of, because if you're coming back that little bit too early, it can possibly go again.
Are you saying that he's old?
Yeah. How old are you now, Wade?
I'm 27.
Oh, yeah, you've been around a while. They debuted at 17, didn't you? Yeah.
My brother's done hammies a lot.
It's been a rough 27.
Is it? How long can we expect you to be out for? We want to see you back as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'm hopeful to be back for the Newcastle game in a couple of weeks. All the rehab's going well, and I'm working hard at the gym. So, fingers crossed, I can get out running next week and be pushing for that Newcastle game. But as you said, because I've done it twice already now, we do need to be cautious with it, and we won't be taking any shortcuts with it. So, just fingers crossed I can keep progressing through my rehab and get back out there sooner rather than later.
Wade, you're a leader within that team in a group of guys who are senior blokes who do that job. Now, through the injury, we were talking about this a little earlier, there's been the story about Andrew Fifita and taking on that captaincy and that leadership role. Have you been impressed by what he's been able to bring?
Yeah, I think we've all been impressed, really. Not so much about, the things he's doing on the field, in his game. We all know what a talent and how well he can play when he plays well. But I just think his whole demeanour around on the field, around training, the way he approaches refs and talks to refs, it's really brought out a new side of him. And, probably a calmness that we've never really associated with Fifita before. You wouldn't ever put Fifita in the word calm in the same sentence ever. But, over the last couple of weeks, a lot of us boys missing, he's really done a tremendous job. And He's developed into a great leader, and hopefully, as the team does start to get back together, and all us guys do eventually get back in there, hopefully, can remain like this, and he's an asset to any team when he can stay switched onto the job.
In terms of being away from the game, do you hate not playing, or are you getting to do things at home? Are you doing a bit of cooking, Wade?
No, I'm really bad when I don't play. I hate missing games. I'd play as much footy as I can if I had it my way, so it's pretty tough. I'm not the best, best character when I'm not playing footy and I'm stuck in the rehab room. I had cardio all morning.
Oh, you and Gel. Oh, Gel would be a punisher, wouldn't it? Oh.
Yeah, it's not great. So, I'm trying my best to get back out there pretty quick.
Wade, I saw your appearance on League Life during the week. It was awesome, and I just loved how you spoke about your connections to your Indigenous family. And I imagine being Indigenous round, you would have loved to be out there. But for those that didn't see, can you just sort of talk us through how the fact that it was only through footy that you were actually able to reconnect? It was such a great story.
Yeah, it was very disappointing that I'm not being able to play this week, being Indigenous week. They just centered around a story about the opportunity around the All-Stars game, an opportunity about being an athlete, access to people who could help me out with that reconnection and, helping me track some information down. And it was probably, if it wasn't for that game, I might have gone my whole life without ever really looking into it. But I'm glad the opportunity did come up because it's been very fulfilling and, it's something, that's helped me probably develop as a person and, something that's been really great for the family.
You spoke about that, you're not a good spectator. You're a little bit frustrated when you're not playing the game, Wade-O. I think your girlfriend's heavily pregnant as well. It must be like walking on eggshells around the house at your place. How's that going down?
Yeah, it's going good. I'm just about to leave, actually. I've been here for 20 minutes and I'm just about to get out of the house for the day, I think. So, we're doing our best.
On, yeah,
that's all you can all do, right, brother. Yeah.
Well, get your thermals on.
It only
on.
Gets better.
Get your thermals on when you're going to Canberra tomorrow. Should be nice and breezy and cool for you. Hey, mate, thanks so much. Lovely to talk to you.
See you, Wade-O.
Thanks, Wade-O.
Have a good one, guys.
Cheers,
yeah.
Bro.